In music, this past decade has seen the return of the single, and that includes the Summer Jam, that song that's everywhere in streets and clubs when school's out. NPR Music's Franny Kelly tells us what it takes to make one.
In 2008, the battle to rule the summer was typical, a knockdown dragout between hip-hop something that sounded new. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got visas in my neck. And soulful pop. Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA. There are some common threads between those songs. They sound good loud, even out of a passing truck. They're sexy. They either are or use elements of hip-hop, arguably the most popular music of our time. And those singles sold better than the albums they came from. Single sales weren't even counted by Nielsen SoundScan in 2000. They were so negligible. Remember, they were on CDs, cassettes, or vinyl back then. The launch of the iPod and iTunes the following year began to change that. In 2004, Nielsen began recording digital sales. And by 2006, digital singles outsold physical CDs. Never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Sales, commercial airplay, and release dates matter, but ultimately, we the people decide what becomes a summer jam. It's an agreement, really, a handshake between millions of us. If the lady who sells you iced coffee every morning sings along with it on the radio, if you're dancing to it even if it's 110 degrees out and the breeze died hours ago, if you walk in on a group of strangers singing it a cappella and they pass you the invisible mic when they hit the second verse, then that's the summer jam. This song was played by so many people, so many times, an argument could be made that it was the summer jam of both 2001 and 2002. Some years, the summer jam is obvious. In 2007, Rihanna's Umbrella coolly destroyed all comers and sold over 300,000 downloads. Your song of the summer can depend on where you live. If you spent time in D.C. in 2004, you heard this even more than you heard Usher. Who knows what the summer jam will be in 2010? It could already be written. It could be sung by somebody we haven't even heard yet. Whoever really wants to take the heavyweight belt, though, ought to aim for the best song they can possibly make and just forget about an album.
Franny Kelly is an editor with NPR Music, and you can tell us which song you would pick as the summer jam of 2009 by going to nprmusic.org.